So with this, my take on it is just delete the apps, Alex.
I didn't know.
Just delete the apps. You just got to delete it. I just ask you, if there's one app that you want.
You're in my heart.
Delete all the others. Just keep one.
I need three.
Can you promise me that you would delete one app?
I can't promise you.
I need one app.
That's too out far. Of all of them. You're going too far.
Delete it. And you will see the results. Think about this. If you delete one, you will gain at least 5 hours back of your life per week.
I can't do that, Uchi.
Delete one and you will gain 5 hours back.
I like all of them.
TikTok, it is possible. Instagram, it is entirely Snapchat, possible.
YouTube, I need all four.
It is entirely possible that you can delete one of them. It is entirely possible. Which one of them is something that you could delete? Welcome back to the Sights On Podcast with Luciano and Alex. I am tired of seeing myself and others scroll through social media aimlessly, throwing time into the toilet one video at a time. Soon enough, life will have no meaning where all we do is sit on the couch, and lay down and scroll, lay on the bed and scroll, sit on the toilet and scroll, eat and scroll. I am afraid that our lives will be defined by how much we scroll. We are consuming so much media today, and it has become a lifeline to us. We need to detoxify from this media and this horrible habit, and we need to gain our lives back, not waste it away to something that does not impact our lives.
Yeah, and who are we targeting when we're talking about like social media? Our primary target audience would include individuals who are addicted to the internet and social media itself, like on a daily basis. In today's world, social media has evolved and a central part of our lives, shaping the way we interact with our community and consume media. The impact of social media is undeniable. Social media and the internet can become a real problem when it comes to our laziness and our procrastination, especially with studying. We're here to address some problems and give you some solutions with our own experience of how addicted we are to social media and the internet.
Exactly. So we'll just jump right into it. We are going to analyze our social media time spent on any app today. So we have this data pulled from Screen Time, and I can just say that I was shocked, Alex. I was shocked at what you have been spending your time on. Come on, man. It is not explainable why you can spend over 60 hours per day on your phone and get things productive on time and do things in a certain day. 64 hours a week on your phone. That's crazy. Yeah, explain yourself.
Well, it wasn't 60 hours a day. We don't have 60 hours in a day, but I understand what you're 64 hours in a week. So I have a lot of free time. 64 hours, so right, I have a lot of entertainment, right? Entertainment as on screen time counts as like YouTube and stuff, right? And so I sleep with YouTube on. So you can definitely like count like 8 hours, possibly even a day, of that being from like me sleeping because I need a good documentary to fall asleep to.
So you're saying that you have your phone playing the whole night.
Well, it used to be my phone. Now it's an iPad. So I have an iPad that sits right next to me, and it obviously it's connected screen time to screen time, same Apple ID account. So that plays, and so that counts for a good chunk of it. Now, social media, right, I'm not scrolling while I'm asleep. So that part of being like the first week in January from the 19th to the 26th of being 31 hours is probably pretty spot on.
Yeah, well, let's just give the listeners some context. So week one, we just took 4 weeks of our last of the last month. So from January 19th to January 26th, Alex spent 31 hours on social media, 26 hours on entertainment, and around 3 hours on travel time. That's like maps. Whereas I spent 10 hours on entertainment, 4 hours on social media, and 4 hours on productivity. But I can't justify why you would spend 31 hours in a total week on social media. That is about at least 4 hours a day on social media. How can you put that much time on your phone looking at a TikTok scroll? I guess I can't justify that at all. Come on.
I have too much time on my hands, I guess you could say, like, right? So I get in these like doom scrolls. So I guess if you want me to go through my day for the 4 hours and explain. So I get up, right? Scroll, because I want, like, I gotta see what's happening, what, like, the newest meme or like what's been happening in the world. So I get up, I scroll before I get up, then I go to the bathroom, then I gotta poop. So I gotta scroll.
No.
scroll some more. Then when, well, actually the one time when I'm eating breakfast, no scrolling. And okay. So then I get to UNT. Before I get out of my car, I do a quick scroll.
No. No way.
Okay, and then when I get to my class, I'm usually there about an hour early, so I do about an hour of scrolling.
Oh my gosh.
Then after that, I go to my next class, right? And I sit there and I scroll a little bit. Then the class starts. Then I go back to my car, let's say, right after, like, all that. Oh my! Then I scroll before I start the car. Oh
my gosh. Come so on, Alex.
5 minutes, you know, each one. And then I come home, but I'm super exhausted. So before I get into the house, I scroll for
my gosh.
Gotta detoxify. That's not it. And then, so then after that, I will go into the house and I'll start working. Now, recently, this is like, I started to put my phone in a different room so I would not scroll. But beforehand, like at the time, I would just scroll and work at the same time. So I would be scrolling on social media while working. By the way, getting almost like no work done. But
oh my gosh.
Like when I told you back in that previous podcast, it would take me all day to get work done because I would scroll and like you'd constantly get distracted.
Right.
And so then let's say I get all my work done. I eat dinner. Again, I don't really scroll while eating. I just, it's not really for me. If anything, that's where the entertainment also comes from. It's going to be a YouTube video over social media. So then after that, it's time to go to sleep. I got to scroll a little bit more, send Avery all the funny memes and stuff. And then finally, I go to sleep. So
it's basically like you're eating your phone 24/7. Yeah. Like you need it at least 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes an hour. You check your phone, bam, scroll. That right there, it adds up. Like, you're not even doing it in a four-hour period. You're doing it so little bits, chunks, every single hour, and that adds up into 4 hours. I can't believe, like, how ruining your productiveness is in that time period. You're not getting that much work in. You're just scrolling, and then you're just, oh, where did that time go? Alex, you need to fix this. This yeah. is not going to be sustainable exercise in the future.
I mean, it's over a whole day's worth of time. So, like, if you, you know, for a week, like, 31 hours, right? That's 24 hours. It's more than a day's worth of scrolling, which as could be a day's worth of productive work. I think something more like, where's yours? 3 hours? That's probably a lot, but, yeah.
When you take up the amount of hours in a week, that's 168. And we're only awake for 2/3 of that. So, about 110. So out of this amount of time, 110 hours, you're on your phone for 30. So that's minus 30. So you only have 80 hours left for productivity.
Yeah.
And let's say that you work at Whataburger.
And that's, I scroll there too, right? Because
Alex, give me a break.
Actually a good employee. I get all my work done and then I start scrolling and then my manager be like, what are you doing? You're not working. I'm like, I got all my work done. I just want to sit here.
Oh my gosh. You got to give me a break. Not on your work. That's 20 hours. In that 20 hours, you're still scrolling.
Yeah, because it's usually not that busy. So I'm in that cold B lane, right? I have to go outside most of the time. And then for the couple, like when I'm not out there, I have all my work done. Like, see, I'm a really productive person. I get all my chores done at work, which is like the things you have to get done before you have to leave or just get all the cleaning and stuff done probably in my first 2 hours. And then I start scrolling. I don't scroll until I have nothing to do. And I do help out around. But, like, you get, you know, bored. Like, what do you want me to do? Just sit there and stand there? I have no chores to do. I've already cleaned it. I've already scrubbed down the, you know, the whole soda machine. I've scrubbed the trash can, okay, which gets black. I scrubbed the door. I restock everything in my station. I still run out orders when they need help. I mean, I'm still working, but then there's like a constant, you know, when there's a break, I'll be like scroll for a couple minutes and then I'll go do something and scroll for a couple minutes. So it's consistent, but I'm still working. Yeah.
Okay. I can't blame you there, but the thing that got me so like triggered is that you said you're doing on your work and I was like, what?
And then I go scroll when I'm on break, right? Because like, realistically, that's a fair time to scroll, though. Like, what do you want me to do for a 30-minute break? And I don't usually eat there. Sometimes I do, but I try to save money by not eating, like, fast food all the time. And it's not, you know, healthy. So I just go sit in my car, and what do you want me to do? Like, I'm just going to scroll because nothing. There's nothing to do. Like, I literally have nothing I can do.
There's some other things that we can do, and we'll get into them later, but I just can't fathom how much you scroll on your phone. Like, let's take from me example. I only spend 3 hours and 35 minutes on social media. That is a significantly less amount of time to be on my phone each week, and that's a whole week.
Yeah, I spend 10 times more.
For, like, 3 hours and 35 minutes, Alex spends 10 times more. I'm like, bro, how, like, are you just glued to your, like, your phone has to be glued to your hand. It just has to be there. Like, that's, like, your you look at your hand, oh, it's on my hand, and then it's right there.
Yeah.
That's the only possible reason I could think of.
Hey, I've been working on it, though. Like, I won't get it, but, like, the phone is not with me now with studying, so it's been helping with that. Because I'm trying to get better at AP style writing, so.
Yeah. But that's the background. Like, we have, like, I use social media less. Alex uses it a lot. That's where we're coming from in this episode. But I still have ways to improve my media use because in my free time, I use it a lot to watch basketball videos. Like, I try to keep up with the Mavs a lot. And I was so disheartened when I found out the Luka Doncic trade. But I still am faithful to the team. So I keep watching that. And it's so addictive. That's what I spend my time on when I'm, like, by myself in the apartment eating dinner. I use it to watch the media, and I feel that I could optimize that. But it's so hard because I want to keep watching the Mavs, right?
Boo. I'm protesting Dallas sports, the Cowboys, the Mavs. The only teams I'll really be watching, I guess, maybe the Stars and the Rangers. But everything else, Cowboys and the Mavs, no. Not until they improve.
We'll have a different opinion there, but the thing is that I'm not using my time wisely, and I feel like I'm always checking my phone, like, not for social media messages, because I don't use that too much, but for emails. Like, bro, that, there's so many things that I check for. Like, you know those things when they make you subscribe to, like, a newsletter, mm-hmm. and they always send you an email? I just feel like it pops up on my phone, and I have to check it. So that's something that I always have to feel. I have to get rid of that in my...
I think you're being too hard on yourself. When you look at your entertainment use, which would be strictly YouTube or Netflix, but I know you're probably just on YouTube only. Your last 2 weeks were only, like, 3 hours and 47 minutes on YouTube. And then the week before that, it was 4 hours. So you realistically spend, like, let's say 4 hours, close to 4 hours on entertainment. That's really not that bad.
Yeah, that's because I had a big test week and I just drilled down. I just shut off my phone in certain places, but
it's pretty average. Consistent across the board, man. 3 hours, 3 hours. I mean, not a single one.
Right. Yeah.
Except one. There is one that goes 4 hours, but all
yeah,
the rest.
Entertainment. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this last week, I'm for sure turned off my phone. Like, I remember turning off it like a whole day because I just had to study. That's probably the reason why.
That's the problem. I really don't want to turn off my phone because I feel like, what if I miss a call or what if I miss a text kind of thing. So I'd rather just keep it in a different room, take off the watch so I don't feel the buzz and then want to go check it, or just leave it in a different room and then I'll just go get it. But if it's turned off, then it's, I don't know, just doesn't feel right for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you have to live without it, Alex. I really think you have to live without that phone and the watch. I think that would solve at least 75% of the problem, because then if you learn to live without it, if you don't have it in your sight, then you wouldn't even use it, because you're like, oh, where's the phone, oh, I left it in my other bedroom, so not gonna use it.
Yeah, well, I usually throw it on the bed, and I don't know if anyone knows, but like your bed, your TV remotes, you put something in your bed, you can't find it anymore. Like the blankets, like, have just swallowed it up, and so I usually just give up trying to find it, because I'm not gonna take the whole blanket off to find it.
Yeah, it's removing the temptation from your viewpoint. If you don't see it, you won't use it. And I feel that I do that too. I put it in the drawer right next to me, and I have like a big, it's like a heavy drawer, so I don't even see it half the time. And when I think about it, oh, it's in the drawer, and then I open it, and then I'm going to go use it, and then I find, oh, it's off. And I'm not gonna bother.
I just give up. See, and yours is, like, right next to you in the drawer. Like I said, I like to keep mine. I'm studying in a kitchen. I usually do have headphones on because my two other roommates could make noise, and I usually just put on some noise-proof headphones and some just basic music, so that way I don't have, like, completely listen to everything, and it's kind of still somewhat quiet.
So what I'm hearing is that you're in the process of improving how much social media you use, starting with the study.
Well, that's the most important part, right? Because, like, I would say I have a lot of free time on my hands at times when I'm not doing, like, school projects. If I have school projects, I'm completely slammed. That's when I really have no time for, like, social media. I'm drained, and I'm probably drinking an energy drink because I'm so tired, which is another bad habit. But it's not a serious energy drinking problem. I'm really still, like, rarely drinking them. But, yes, like, my goal is to stop using so much social media so that I can actually focus on improving and studying, because at the end of the day, like, my studies and stuff matter more than seeing what's online. So
no. And I think a bulk of it comes from the study, but it's also spread throughout your whole day. And how can you reduce the amount of social media in your whole day is what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. Well, it really creeps on, like, my laziness, right? I've told you in the past I want to work on, like, learning a new skill, like guitar or something. And I'd rather just scroll sometimes than, like, pick up the guitar and start messing with it and playing with it and just figuring it out. Or just with anything, really. I'd rather just scroll because it's so much easier to move my fingers than to, you know, do anything else.
Well, it's easier. Like, it's easier to get that rush of dopamine in your brain. When you watch a scroll, it's so, like, you're like, oh, if I didn't watch that, I would have missed out. And that type of thing. And then you scroll again to find that certain type of video that would make you happy.
It's never ending, right? Like, I can continuously just scroll forever. Like, it's never that app, all of these apps, like, you never will run out of content. So, like, just consistently until you get bored, until, like, the algorithm just gets bad, basically, is when you stop, pretty much, or you have something else to really go do. That's the only time I think people really stop, is, like, when it gets boring, right? Or something actually makes you have to physically stop and be like, oh, okay, I gotta go do this, you know?
But, and that sense of hyperstimulation with your phone, it makes everything else in the room or in your life boring. And the only thing that is interesting to you is your phone, mm-hmm. is those people that make those TikTok videos. So how can we make this TikTok video, this phone, less pleasing and make it available to the rest of your passions, like guitar playing? Let's say that you want to pick up that skill. How can we get you to pick up that guitar instead of using your phone? I think it has to do with learning to live without your phone. That phone right there is the devil. Treat it like the devil.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to treat it like the devil. Like, it is something that can be useful, but it can be misused so much. Social media, it can be used for good. Connection with family and friends, connection with the world, getting more productivity, seeing the world for new perspectives, but it can be used for the devil. It is something that you can waste your time down the toilet. It can be something that drains your time, and it can also be toxic, and we'll talk about that later.
Okay, but, like, so question, like, how, let's say I do want to play the guitar, but obviously I need to learn how to play the guitar, and the easiest way to get educated on playing it would be through YouTube, and I would need my phone, or I guess my computer or iPad.
Of course, yeah.
To do that.
Yeah, of course. Use your phone to use those educational videos to further your skill. That is the
Instead
good
of
side.
Scrolling, yeah.
Okay. Instead of scrolling. And you have to, what I do is I completely hide all the media that I use in the app library. So you know how you can go into your phone and put it on your home screen? I take them all off the home screen and put them in the app library so that I have to go find it. And I have to go actively search for the media. And that makes it exceedingly hard for me to find it. And I can show you that the YouTube is the most used app I have for media. And I put it all the way over there so that I can reduce it. And I've seen that it reduced it from 8 hours to 4 hours. Yeah. And I feel that that improvement, even though it's only 4 hours, it just shows that doing one simple trick like that can reduce your social media. So I believe this thing right here, if you moved all those social media apps that you use, Instagram, TikTok, all those into the app library, I can guarantee you that this number will halve by next week.
Okay. Well, I'll have to give it a shot. It's nerve-wracking because, like, right, I'm addicted. Like, I don't want to give this up. I love this stuff.
It's realizing first, and I think you've realized that, and then it's just now trying to take steps to get you into the most successful position.
Yeah.
And I believe that you just, the instances where you like feel that you want to scroll, like getting into your car or getting out of your car, or you're exhausted, just go to sleep, man. Just go to sleep. You're already exhausted, just sleep.
I want to say there is progress though, if you look, right? It's usually social media is like in the 30-hour mark, and then you can tell I'm not like lying. Well, there's another mark where I'm at 24 hours, but the last week before we shot this, like, it's only at 25 hours. Like, there's been a drop off like of 6 hours, which you have to know is substantial. I mean, that's a good percentage of time that's been knocked off, because I've been, like I said, trying to keep it out of sight, out of mind, when it's really important to like study and get work done, you know.
Take the W's. I mean, if that's, I would give you more credit if this, you could maintain that 25 hours for the next 2 weeks. If you maintain that for the next 2 weeks, then credit to you. Now aim for 20.
Yeah.
Then keep on going like that.
Yeah.
And then you'll be at 15 by the time you know it. And then that's 15 extra hours to do what you want to do, man. That's 15 hours. What are you going to do with 15 hours? Yeah. That's a full day of active consciousness. So
yeah,
gain that back, Alex. Anytime, more credit to you.
I think also, just thinking about it now, like anytime I get tired, I'm just like, let's just start scrolling. Like, it's basically like watching TV. Anytime you get tired, I'm just, instead of like, I don't know, doing what you did back in the day before. Okay, this is before social media. Like, when we got tired, at least when I was a kid, I would just go watch TV or play a video game.
Right.
So this is like just the new equivalent. And now that I'm tired, I'm going to go scroll, because I don't want to do anything, but I still want to see something, you know?
I feel the same way. Like, it's tempting to go watch a basketball video when I'm tired. Like, late stages of the night, 11 to 12 a.m. Then I'm studying, right? And then I'm like, oh, I have to go to bed. And I'm so tired that temptation takes over. So then sometimes I find myself watching a basketball video. I'm like, no, go to sleep, Luciano. Don't be a dumbass. Like, you have to go to sleep. You have to get this rest. And then I go to bed, but that's 20 minutes after my bedtime.
So you kill me, right? Because you're like, you're really good at this stuff. But then like, I'm actually going to sleep at like 10 or 11. I'm like, oh man, I'm tired. I've had a long day. And then Lucci's up at, you know, 12:30 night. Alex, can you send me like this receipt for this? I'm like, brother, why are you still up? I have work or school in the morning, and you're still texting.
Well, we're both on different schedules. Yeah. I have to be up at 12, and you have to go to bed at 10 because you have to wake up super early.
And I like that extra sleep.
Yeah.
Though recently, I think we talked about this, that I think less sleep is somewhat better. 6 hours is like this Goldilocks zone of like, oh, I'm waking up and I feel rested.
Yeah, so 6 hours, that feels best for me. I mean, 12 to 6 is where my time is, but then I get that shaving off. Like, I only get 5:40 because I waste that time on my phone. So I would like to gain that 20 minutes back, because 20 minutes is actually very good in the sleep. Like, if you get an extra 20 minutes of sleep per day, per week, that's an extra 2 hours per week.
Yeah.
And if you get that 2 hours, you feel more refreshed. So I need to realize that. I need to put it in place. When I go to bed this week and the coming weeks, I'm going to turn off my phone at 11:30 and then hide it away, lock it in the drawer.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to use that phone for an alarm, because I know if I use that for an alarm, I'm going to be putting on an alarm, and then I'm going to go, oh, I forgot. Let me go watch LaMelo Ball. And then I go watch his YouTube video, and then I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
12:20.
Maybe we need to go back to, like, physical alarm clocks. And first of all, like, I feel like my, I don't know, Apple, you need to fix your alarm clock app, because this app does, like, I swear it doesn't always go off sometimes. Like,
it doesn't,
did I just oversleep? No, it just really didn't go off.
Yeah, like, and it's super quiet as well, like the phone alarms.
Yes. Apple, fix your alarm app. It sucks.
Yeah.
I need something that actually wakes me up. So I'm going to probably eventually go get a physical alarm, because their alarm sucks. I use the Alexa, but like, when you think about it, like, all I have to be is like, Alexa, turn off alarm, and then I can just go right back to sleep. Like, you know, like how you talk to things when you're still kind of drowsy and asleep. Like, right. It's the same thing. So it doesn't really work for me, but it is a second alarm I use.
Yeah. But I think having multiple alarms is the key. Yeah. And I use like this blasting siren, like almost as loud as a fire engine.
Yeah,
like it's like this alarm clock that just wakes me up every time. That's how I use it. It's like super old too, like super, like, yeah, like almost 2000s GE alarm clock, and I'm like, wow, this works, so I'm gonna use it. It wakes me up every time. So
if you're not using the like bomb siren alarm, you're not waking
up. Yeah. Some people use like a seaside breeze shore thing.
That would never
wake up. That would put me to sleep for another 5 hours, and I wake up at 12 p.m. and then I'm like 12 a.m. 12 p.m. and then I'm like, bro, that was such a good sleep, but what am I doing here in bed still? I get to work. But this, you have to have a good alarm clock to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Getting back on topic, though.
Yeah.
We have this problem of using social media or media in general at the most inopportune times. We need to get rid of this. The way to do this is to hide those apps away. Realize that your phone is a devil.
Yeah.
And then put into place new habits, such as going to sleep when you don't want to, and then putting a new skill into place, like watching a YouTube video for something else. Like, don't scroll, but do it for a passion that you have. Like, you wanted to go into broadcasting, watch some good broadcasting videos, or you want to learn more about the world, you want to learn more about how Russia is playing with the US and how that interlocks into a new Cold War today, go about that. So it's a, use it for informational things, use it for productive things.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best use of media today.
See, it's so weird, right? Because you have to change your YouTube algorithm, right? Because we only, there's rarely times unless we, yesterday I watched a video on Black Hawks Down, the documentary. Really good. I don't know why, but I was like, I want to, learn more about this. I have heard about the situation. I've seen the movie, but I wanted to see it. So I actually, learned some, really good stuff about that. But I took the time to, look that up and, learn more about it, right? But most of the time, I'll just see something, I play a game called Rainbow Six Siege, tactical game, you need a lot of skill to play it, and there'll be, new updates and stuff, and so, I'd rather, most of the time, I'll watch, videos and updates of, new ways to, trick shot, or, new hiding spots, and kind of stuff like that, and, right, but it's really, it's a hobby, right? I'm just learning, it's my fun go hobby, or, I'll watch, I don't know, some sort of video game content, because, that's what I find to be, interesting. I'm not really, into the whole, sports thing. If I want to see sports, I want to see it, the live kind of thing.
Right.
But, it's all suggestive content. I guess I need to, there are times when I really just want to see, specific stuff, like the Blackhawks Down, or there was yesterday I watched a informational video on, why our power lines are above the ground instead of underground, and I actually did learn, oh, yeah, because it's more expensive, and, the costing, and if it floods, then the underground power lines will actually stop working, so, I don't know, I thought I learned something, because I've always wondered that, why our power lines are up above instead of under.
And you're improving your brain watching those videos. Comment on the gaming. I mean, it's a hobby, right? But how much time are you spending in it? That's the one thing that I like to ask, because if you're spending 10 hours a week, I have no complaints. I like to see 8, but if you're spending 20 hours a week, man, that is a big chunk.
I don't think I'm spending 20 hours a week on gaming. A couple years ago, fresh, in high school, you could maybe see me on 20 hours a week. But right now with college and stuff, I maybe get I only pay let's say I play 3 days a week. I maybe max, I get myself 2 hours to play video games. So it's 6 to 8 probably right now is what I get to play and get to enjoy myself. That's my real oh man, I finally got some time. I'm just going to have some fun and just relax, you know?
Okay. Yeah. I used to play video games. I'll make that admission. I mean, up till 10th grade in high school, I played mobile games. I never had an Xbox, never had a PS4. Just always played mobile games like Clash of Clans, all those things. But then in 10th grade, I was like, man, where's my time going? Screen time. Bro, 40 hours a week.
You're probably buying
gems. What
the
heck am I doing?
Huh? You're probably buying gems on Clash of Clans.
Yes. I made a pact not to buy anything. And that probably saved me about $1,000 because a lot of the people were spending so much money. It was a wave then. But now, I don't waste a dime on video games because it, one is the most addictive thing that you can play. I mean, I was addicted so much in high school and middle school. It was like something that you look forward to. I mean, I don't know about you. I look forward to playing those vid games every day. But now that I detoxify myself, I realize that I look forward to other things that are more intellectually pleasing to myself. Like, for example, I like playing instruments. I like playing a sport. I like doing things outside. I like doing things on my computer, like to program things. I like to watch videos that are more, well, I like to watch basketball, but that's also something that's wasting a little bit of my time, but I think that's a more pleasurable thing. But video games, the thing with them is that they're so addictive, and sometimes you can never get off of them.
I would say back in like high school, right, I'd play tennis, and then like my other hobby was playing video games, and I probably spent like the, if I had put the amount of times I was playing video games into tennis at that time, I probably would have been up there in like the top 5 tennis players on our team, but I was always like top 8, top 12 on our team, but I was just so addicted, and I just was like, I kept barely making the team, and so I just like, oh, I'm good enough, and then sometimes I would do good and stuff like that, right? But if I'd put the amount of time I was playing video games on the weekends and stuff like that into, like, practicing, I think I would have been a way better player. But
yep.
I wasn't putting in that work. I was putting in the work on the video game, which, as, like, we know, like, it's fun, but, like, there's no, like, actual, like, there's a little bit of fulfillment when you progress, but, like, you have to realize, like, no after a while. No real-world
achievements.
Yeah, there's no, like, a ton of achievements.
Like, you get the achievement in the game, but where does that translate to your real life? You don't have any recognition in the real life, and you don't have a product that you can produce that's real. Like, there's no fulfillment in the real world here today.
I thought about it too. Like, I'm like, what's gonna happen? Like, are people gonna like come over and I'm like, look at my stats, dude. They're amazing, right? Like, and like nobody's gonna care. If I showed people like, oh, dude, look at all these like first place medals I got from tennis.
Oh wow.
Everyone would be like, dude, dang, you were good back in the day. Yeah. And I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing with video games. They make you a hyper achieve person, but only online.
Yeah,
but you need to be a hyper achieve person in the real world.
To end it off, like, before we get back on it, I do go there for social time, because like, so I don't have like a ton of friends at UNT, but I do have friends on Xbox, and so I do like to like hang out with them. I can talk and have a good conversation and like, you know, socialize, you know, with the people that I've known for a long time, and so it's kind of like a little bit of a social hour in a sense, like, and it's really convenient, right? Because I don't have to go anywhere. I can just talk with them, we can have a good time, play the game, and then after night we can just go to bed, you know.
I have some things to say about it. Okay. You gotta interact with the real world, Alex. Interact with real people.
I do.
Get to know people.
Right here.
Yeah, but I'm just here. Like, this is a good friendship here. You gotta make new friends and UNT. Meet up with a lot of other buddies. Meet other people. There are so like 9 billion people in this world that are in the same period of time right now in the 2025 year. This is the only time that we are all going to be alive at the same time. So make some friends.
I know, but you got to give me a break. It's UNT.
So what? There's some. I bet you that there is at least 10 people at UNT
that are, like
that are going to be good and compatible to you.
Okay. I guess I got to really look for them. I'm going to be like digging through like a jar of quarters looking for a couple pennies.
That's how you do it. You have to search. You have to go say hi to another person every day. That's what I do. I make it a goal to say hi to at least one person every day.
Well, we talked about this, right?
I did that today. I said hi to this young girl, and she was, we were going to class. I said, hi, how are you? And then I asked her about the quiz that we're going to take in class today. And she said, oh yeah, did you study for it? I said, no, I didn't study for it, because I had 3 tests this week, and I had to study for those, and I didn't think this quiz was going to be hard. And she's like, yeah, that's the least of your worries. And then we walked to class, and then I asked, like, are you ready for lab today? Do you think that you're going to do well? And then I was like, and then she was like, yeah, I think we're going to do well. I think this is going to be a good lab. And then we just hit it out there and talked.
Wow, look at you.
But just anybody, Alex. There's so many people in this world. You can't just say, there's nobody at UNT.
When I'm walking to class, I'm just scrolling, right? Or scrolling through Spotify or something. Like, I don't know.
That's the problem. This phone right here is ruining the interaction with everybody else. So, yeah. And then everybody else is doing the same thing as you. And then there's nobody that wants to talk together.
I'm consuming it like water.
Yeah. Everybody's consuming it like water. It's like nobody is going to take that water out and then interact with other people.
I mean, I see it is bad. Like, okay, this is an ugly part, and I've told the story before. Sometimes families will come in and they'll all get their food at Whataburger, but then they're all just scrolling their phone while they eat, and it's the most disgusting thing I think I see when I'm there sometimes. Because I'm like, none of y'all have once said a word to each other. Like, start talking. Like, at least with my family, there's no social media really when you're at the table. Like, like, especially, like, when you go out to eat, because you're paying to go out to eat, stuff like that. Like, we all, like, just sit there and have a good conversation. Like, we paid for the food, so we're gonna have, like, this is, like, a social place. Like, have you ever heard of the thing called the third place, where, like, you have your home, you have your work, and then you have the third place to hang out? Yeah. Have you heard of that? Like, they have, in England, they have pubs, and that's where people go to hang out. And it's not the same as here as, like, American bars, apparently. I've never been to a pub, but supposedly they're different. They're a lot more chill and relaxed. They're kind of like, I don't know if I'm using this right, but, like, coffee shops, but with alcohol. Way more relaxed. Like, if we had third places to go hang out and just socialize and not be on our phones all the time, then maybe people would socialize better.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
And COVID, I know, 5 years ago, still having effects on us today. None of us want to socialize anymore. We all would rather just look at the phone that doesn't say anything to us, but gives us tons of content.
That's why we have to be right here and stop the train. We have to go and realize that this phone is hyperstimulating our minds to make it seem that this phone is more interesting than other people. And this phone right here is going to be the thing that, if I get rid of it, everything else will become more interesting. My life will be more interesting. Because right now, what we do is that our phone is our virtual world. It's something that's incorporated to our lives. It's something that makes it so real that this is now our reality and everything else is oblivion. Everything around us is boring, gray, dull. Here is colorful, here is dull. And I think that is the worst thing that can happen to a human being. The area around you, the local environment, is where you can do the most impact. Let's say that I want to go and start a charity fund. I'm going to start a local here. I'm not going to go online and start it in Africa. Like, yeah. Look, that Africa doesn't apply to me right now. Of course, if I go on a mission trip to Africa, yes, that would be a thing that I would do. But I'm going to start it here and improve the community here. Start local. Don't start everywhere else. Start local. And that's the whole thing. Like, social media has made it possible for us to go be global, but then it comes to the expense of local. Like, we don't know our neighbors. Like, how many of us know all the neighbors in our neighborhood and talk to them on a regular basis? I would say a fat no. Like, this is an era now where we don't even know
who lives next door,
and I find that very shocking. Like, you have to look out for your neighbor. That's what it says in the Bible. Like, you look out for your neighbor. This right here, this era, we have to change it. We have to go back to the era where we can look at another person that is right next to us and say hi and be friendly and be welcoming to them and be just a person that values other human beings. Like, that's the one thing that I would put my two cents in.
The one thing, a little tangent. I live right in a different house than I do now. The house I live in with my parents, I know my neighbors. The house I live in with Ruben, I don't know anybody because I never see anybody. And I come home at, like, different times. So I come home at 2, and I come home at 4, and sometimes I come home, well, around 3. So, and all those times, I swear I never see my neighbors. Ever. Never outside. Like, I know we don't really have front yards, and that's what maybe makes people go outside, just like, you know, I don't know, do stuff with your garden or whatever, or get in your car. But I swear I truly never have seen them, and neither of them have come up to me, and I haven't come up to them. But, I don't know, like, give me an example of, like, how could I go up to my neighbors to, like, talk to them?
I get that's a limitation if you don't never see them. But what I do is that, like, sometimes I do see a neighbor, and that's, like, the limitation. If you don't see one, then you can't interact with one. And why would you go out and find one? I mean, you could go to the door, like, during Christmas time or during something that's a festive season and say, hey, Merry Christmas, and I just want to introduce myself. My name's Alex, and here's what I'm doing at UNT. I just wanted to get to know you more. I'm your neighbor, and I want to find out more, like, how we can interact in the future. So something like that. But what I do is, like, there's someone mowing the lawn or doing some gardening, and it's like, I live in an apartment too. He has, like, this balcony thing, and I just go up to him. I say, hey, how are you? I love your garden. Can you tell me more about it? And we just talk about his garden. I mean, it doesn't have to be necessarily about the person himself. It just has to be something, like, that's easy to talk about. Like, his garden is so easy to talk about. Like, what's that plant? What's that plant? Yeah. And then next time I saw him, he said, oh, yeah, take some herbs. And I use it in my dinner that night, which is actually really amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, here, like, we have a rent house across the street, but we've constantly been able to, like, do well with the neighbors across from, like, they always are very social, and especially the ones that live there now, it's, like, super, like, social, and I can, like, they're pretty young, but, like, I can have a conversation with them all the time, and then I have another neighbor who's kind of, like, another mom to me, and then I got some neighbors that have been there since day one, some other ones that I've known since, like, elementary school, but I don't talk to them really that much, but just, like I said, at the other house, it's just, like, I don't know, nobody's ever outside, I swear, like, it's kind of, like, a weird dystopia, like, sometimes you see people, but nobody wants to talk, and at least the ones directly around me, nobody's ever there, so.
Yeah. You're on the university, like, near the university, or is it?
Like, 20 minutes out.
Oh, 20 minutes out. Okay.
And there also is, like, you know how new subdivisions don't do mailboxes in front of the house anymore? They're all, like, down the block. Yeah. So, like, the only time maybe you would see your neighbor, if you could even guess that that was your neighbor, is if you were down by the mailbox getting the mail at the same time.
Okay.
But what am I going to be like, oh, what mail did you get?
Yeah. And in this situation, what I would do, Alex, if I was in your position, like, anytime I see a neighbor, I would just wave hi. I mean, that's the one thing I can do. If you do see one at all, just be nice. And then when you get the opportunity to, take it and then go see them. Because you have to get yourself out of the comfort zone.
And I mean, that's what I do here. I need to see them more. Yeah. So maybe it's just bad timing. I don't know. Yeah.
The next problem is that we have a lot of social media use, and the thing that we use our social media use is mostly entertainment. What I use it is for basketball, sports, football, tennis, and let's say I'd use it a lot for checking my emails, and I view that as an entertainment
thing. Stop right there. You view emails as entertainment.
Yes. For me, because it's like someone else is coming in to chat with me, and or even messages. I check it up for messages too. That's entertainment to me.
I think you're gonna that could be almost like a hot take, because I think you stand alone there. I only check my emails if someone emails me, and I rarely check them. I actually get annoyed, like, if I see the little mail app and it has a dot dot. It's usually because it's just advertisements of, like, Cinemark, we got 50% off. I'm like, I don't care. I haven't been in the movie theaters in years. Stop sending me crap that I don't care about.
Yeah. For me, it's like a lot of, like, important people, like professors, they email me, and then I have another doctor. If I miss his email, he's going to be super mad. So
yeah, okay, so you have a reason, and that's the only way they can probably contact you. I don't know if you're actually giving out your phone number, but.
Yeah, and those emails, like, even though I do check them for that, I give it myself another reason to go check for other things. Like, you know, we have the Sites On Podcast email account. I use that sometimes to check for, like, Opus Clip. And I'm like, why am I checking this? This is the most useless thing I could be doing right now.
Yeah.
What I need to do, honestly, is just to hide the email app. Because I know I can do this on my computer. Getting on my computer to check emails super quick. And I don't get on my computer as often as I get on my phone.
Or you should, like, and I'm taking advice from me, but just check it at, like, towards the end of the day, like, all right, so here's all my emails, or you max two times a day, once in, like, the lunchtime, and then once at, like, late at night, you know, and that way, like, because in case somebody emails you in between those times, right, so you can respond to everybody, and then you can just check, and okay, this is everything that I've gotten, you know, kind of deal, and that's it. You only check it two times a day.
I think that's a good solution. Yep. Like,
once at 12,
doing it at 12, and then doing it at 8.
Yeah, just, and then you'd be like, after, you can tell people, like, hey, I don't respond to emails after 8 o'clock, like, so
yeah, hey, there's a good solution from the novice.
I mean, it's I really don't check mine that much, but I don't really get that many emails. I need to look at it actually more, like my Outlook UNT email. I'm sure I'm getting emailed. I'm not looking at it because, well, it's actually not on my main screen, so that's probably why. But
I'll definitely I'll put that into place, see how much I check my phone actually, and it should only be a max twice, because then I put it like a time where I want to check it. And then we could even apply this to social media as well.
Yeah.
Have a certain time of the day that you will check social media, and just devote that time to social media, and just say at 12 p.m. I'm going to do 10 minutes of social media here, and then at 8 p.m. 10 minutes of social media there.
Yeah.
And that's only 20 minutes, and you get 10 minutes worth of it. That's a lot of time.
That would definitely, and I think another thing, like, when it comes to, like, my use of social, I have, like, in a sense, I've said this earlier, but I have a lot of free time, and so, but, and you start scrolling, it can honestly make you tired, just like TV can make you tired from sitting there and watching it all day, and, like, I think I really just need to find something to do. You know when your parents would be like, go find something to do. Stop playing that game or stop watching that show. I need to tell us, go find something to do. Because I do generally at times have a good amount of time on my hands. And sometimes I use it wisely, right? I'll be like, oh man, our house is dirty right now. Like, I'm going to start cleaning the kitchen, or I'm going to take all of our bathroom towels and like start getting them in the wash and stuff like that. But there are times, you know, I'm like, oh, dude, I don't want to do anything. Like, ugh, like, let's, I'm just going to start scrolling, and then I waste a whole day. But there's no reason to. You just, it's just my selfishness.
I think it's tying a reward to something that's other than social media. Because social media, or media in general, it gives you a reward for watching it. Like, you feel good. If we have, like, let's say we're going to learn Spanish, and it's, like, sort of dull. Like, you're going to have to do rote memorization. But if we put a reward to this, after I do this Spanish, I get a donut.
Oh, don't know if that's good or like, I mean,
or
for
something
me
like that.
For me, it is, but for
something
you, you
like
don't
that.
Like donuts.
I get something that is very good. So, I would do this right before dinner. After I do this Spanish habit, then I get dinner, and that dinner motivates you to get to do Spanish, and you reduce the amount of time that you would have spent on social media, because you said that you do it before dinner, but you don't do it at dinner. This amount of time can be used for Spanish, and then you eat your dinner, and then you gain that time back, and you gain a skill.
Yeah,
I think that's a good solution.
So, to go further though, like, what do you think you're gonna do with, like, your future kids with social media?
Talking about future kids, I have a positive view of social media, actually. I mean, I can say, I can bash it all around, but I think that it's a good way to get to know who's there out in the world. But first, I have to give my children a ground base in the local community. I have to teach them the importance of being members of a little neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make a lemonade stand, maybe do something that can be productive for the neighborhood, make friends, a lot of friends, go play outside, do things that are outside of the box, make crafts and games, make things that are innovative, like do thought experiments with them, show them a bunch of coins and make them see which ones are different, and then swap them up and then trick them, close their eyes. That's a game that my parents did with me, so just do a lot of things, interact with them, make them local, and then once they get to an age where they can reason, tell them about this wonderful little thing called social media.
What age would that be?
When they can reason. It's not a certain age. When they can do something that can show you that they can think, then I would do it. Honestly, this could change in the future, but I think that would be a good place to give them.
When do you think your kids could reason? Then let me ask you, when do you think your kids could reason? Like, what's a good developmental, like, for me, right?
12,
it would probably be
13.
Okay, that's about right. I would say like 13, 14, going into high school, start letting them experience or learn like how it works around that age. 12 is probably the earliest, but 13, 14 would be more what I would prefer.
So when they reason, give it to them, teach them about what it's how to use it, how to use it for their advantage. Then gradually over time, I would tell my son that you can use this for improving yourself, like watch it for informational things, but don't use it in this context. Don't use it to look at women. Don't use it to look for things that give you pleasure. Use it for these things. Don't use it for these things. And he can take it at his will, and I would regulate it in that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to put parental controls, I'd hope. Or, like, at the beginning. I'm not saying, like, I never had parental controls. But, like, if your kid starts to go, obviously, like, I didn't have any parental controls. And, like, I went off the rails kind of thing, you know. And so, like, for me, I wouldn't want that to happen to mine or, like, get addicted. Or, like you said, like, look at, you know, lustful type stuff. Because it's harmful, right, to our mental health.
Right.
And so, I'd want to try to help and protect them by, like, having parental, being able to see what they've been looking at. I'm not going to try to, like, you know, dead watch over them 24/7,
right.
Just every once in a while, you know, have a little check in, like, hey, could I look at your social media, what you've been looking at kind of thing, like, or just scroll, or maybe even have this, I don't know, maybe this is too far and I'll take it back maybe, but like have their account on my phone so I can go on and see what's, that way I don't need their phone. I already have their account on mine. But maybe that's too far. I don't know. I do want to have trust in them, and that's the main thing. If I put enough trust in them and they trust me, then it shouldn't happen, right? Like, mm-hmm. They would listen. But, you know, kids are kids. We don't always listen to what we're told, so. Yeah.
Gradually reduce the regulations. You have to get them into a point where at 18, they know how to use everything, and they know the good practices of social media for the rest of their life.
Once they're 18, it's all up to them. Like, they get to make decisions they want. I've done the best I can. 18, I can't tell you what to do with your social media anymore. You can do whatever you want. I just hope that you took what I told you and you used it to your best ability, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
and I would tell them that social media is often toxic. So this social media is very something that can ruin your mental health, has ruined some of my mental health over the periods of time. That's why I detoxed it. I deleted all my social media for about 2 years. I only downloaded it back for this podcast because we have to put some out for social media. But I never used it up until then, and I still don't use it today because it can be so toxic.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously tons of people online that are very toxic. Either you can make a comment on something and then someone can completely bash you and hate on you and tell you how bad your opinion is and just go deep into you and even maybe try to find you if they really hate your opinion like that much. It can be dangerous at times, right?
Yeah.
And there are, like, I see it all the time, people, especially in politics or religion, obviously two big, you know, things people have huge opinions on. People make a post and then there'll be people underneath that hating on them because of their beliefs, or let's say like someone's on the left, there'll be some Republicans saying blah 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 this about them, or then there'll be on people makes a post about someone that's on the right, and then they'll be like, Republicans are so ugly, and then like it's really just stirring the pot, right? People are just saying ugly things to each other to stir the pot. I mean, that's just how social media and this kind of stuff is. Apparently digital footprint doesn't exist anymore because people just say a ton of hateful stuff or stuff that really you just don't need to say, even if you have like a negative thought on a group of people, let's say, or somebody that like you don't need to say it at all. Like, I think like stirring the pot and causing more problems in the world, that's not gonna help, because then that just reignites in their head like, oh, this group of people, even though it might not be all of them, hates me or doesn't like me or, you know, something. And it just stirs the pot. Like, you and Sinner had these people, even though it was only this guy, this whole group of people now doesn't like me, even though it may have been one person. One bad apple makes you think all of them are bad apples, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't ever read the comment section. I just, like, if I were to be on social media, all I do is look at the post and that's it. No comment section. No drama. No llama.
Yeah. Done. I get that.
Because comments, like, it's a person online has no repercussions, no physical repercussions if they post something. I can't beat you up for posting something that offended my girlfriend if I had one. In person, if you said that, man, you would be bam.
Yeah, you'd be like, I locked your face out. Yeah.
So that physical thing that has been removed has created this toxicity. I think that obviously, like, I try to stay away from it.
Yeah, you know, like, since you never have to see these people in real life, people get this, like, I don't know, overmatch of power that they're like, I'm just going to say whatever I want, offend whoever I want. And I'm not saying, like, people obviously can be easily offended, but we all know, like, there's a limit on, like, we all know what is offensive and what's not offensive, right? Yeah. And so people will just say the most outrageous things or the most hateful things, and it's just like, I see those stuff when I scroll and I'm like, man, like, these people have nothing better to do than just hate on other people. Like, I could see those guys and I could just keep scrolling, you know?
Yeah.
There are times when I'm like, hey, like, somebody said something and now I'm like, okay, now I'm interested. Why do you have this opinion? And I'll ask them, like, I usually say it like this. I'm generally curious, why do you think that way? And that's usually how I answer. And then they'll usually be, like, more responsive and, like, nicer about, like, why they feel that way if they have, like, some sort of opinion that's you would consider hateful or, like, different or something like that, you know? But that's how I go about it.
And I see that's the best way to go about it. I mean, we can't demonize people. I mean,
no, I think
we're all the humans in this world and we all have different perspectives. And the best way to go about it is saying, why do you think that way? And I think that's a very good way.
Thank you. Right on the head. Like, we on social media and as a society now, anybody that doesn't agree with us, we were just like, demonize them. They are not one of us. We were not talking to them. We were not associating them. We don't even want them on this earth anymore because they have a different opinion than us. And especially that is like a huge thing, like online. Like I see that all the time. People are like, this group of people doesn't need to exist anymore. Like, especially when it comes to the two left and right parties, I see people on the right and people on the left are like, the Republican Party doesn't need to exist anymore. It's awful. Or I see people on the right, they're like, the left side doesn't need to exist anymore. They're ruining America or something like that. It's like, we can all coexist. Like, the whole part of being in the US is that we coexist with like different ideas and opinions. So,
yeah.
Little tangent, but you know.
I think there needs to be more love in the world.
Definitely.
Yeah. Love your neighbor. I mean, that's.
Even if you don't agree with them, like, you still love them. Yeah.
One of the greatest commandments. So, I think this is a good point to wrap up this episode. I mean, yeah. Why does this matter, Alex? Why does reducing our amount of social media and media in general matter?
Well, I think it matters because we've gotten to this point now where we're all like super addicted onto our phones. We never can stop scrolling. Like me, I'm ruining a lot of free time. I'm taking away a lot of opportunity to improve and get better in my life. I'm, you know, being exposed to the toxic sides of social media, and I'm really just strictly addicted to this internet / social media. And I think it'd be better for all of us as society if we actually just got up off the phone and really just improved ourselves as people, because being on your phone will not improve yourself. It only just, I don't know, you stay right where you are. You don't disprove unless you extremely watch it, and you never really improve, you know? So I think it'd be better for all of us if we just, like you said earlier, detoxify from ourselves and start to grow, you know?
Yeah. It's detoxifying, realizing what you can do in the physical world will improve. You can do things like even watching a video. That's the medium to go and improve yourself in the real world. Watch a guitar video. Go play the guitar. Doing things here in the real world will improve yourself, like Alex said. And doing things on social media can give you inspiration. I give the credit to that. But in the long run, if you use it too much, you're going to be stagnant.
Yeah, 100%.
So with this, my take on it is just delete the apps, Alex.
No.
Just delete the apps. No, you just got to delete it. I just ask you, if there's one app that you want.
You're in my heart.
Delete all the others. Just keep one. Or this
I need,
week.
I need three.
This week, delete three. One app.
I need three.
Can you promise me that you would delete one app?
I can't promise you.
I need one app.
That's too out far. Of all of them. You're going too far.
Delete it. And you will see the results. Think about this. If you delete one, you will gain at least 5 hours back of your life per week.
I can't do that, Lucci.
Delete one and you will gain 5 hours back.
I like all of them.
TikTok, it is possible. Instagram, it is entirely Snapchat, possible.
YouTube, I need all four.
It is entirely possible that you can delete one of them. It is entirely possible. Which one of them is something that you could delete? Which one of them do you use the least?
I use all of them like consistently. I mean, that's why I have 30 plus hours on.
Which one? Just give me one.
I really don't know. Like,
I know you like TikTok a lot.
I love TikTok.
I know you like YouTube.
I have it a lot. I have a big, well, not big Instagram, but Instagram is like family and other groups use for me and my girlfriend. And I mean, Snapchat, I really wouldn't count as social media. It's a texting app. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know. Like, do we really need to delete them? I feel like that's a little extreme, Lucci. Like, this.
At least one.
I can't. Maybe in the future. But not right now.
I believe you can delete Snapchat. Snapchat doesn't have any, like,
but I'd like to see my girlfriend's mode. Face. Like.
You can see her in person, or you can do
FaceTime. I know, but, like.
Because Snapchat is, I bet you it's a big portion.
I'm
going to
keep up with like Jackson and all these other
Jackson
guys.
Can text you. You have other methods.
I like to like see all these people's faces.
Snapchat is a big time consumer. I can guarantee you that. Because you want to do your streaks, right?
Yeah.
You want to get those and then you want to keep them going. That's how they get you back on the app. So we'll continue this discussion off the podcast, but I will get you to promise.
No, I'm not promising. I will not promise anything.
It will be done. Everybody better know this.
I'm not deleting any apps.
It will be done.
I will reinstall it if I have to.
It will be done.
All right, I think that's a great spot to wrap up. We're coming up in a little bit of disagreement, but that's just okay. No hard feelings.
It will be done.
It will not be done. Check out our Instagram. Check us out on TikTok, on Twitter, wherever you want to find us. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. This video will be coming out probably in the next week or 2 weeks. We really appreciate the channel has been growing tremendously in views, and we have been getting subscribers, so I'm super thankful for everybody. But Lucci, if you have anything to say, I'm ready to wrap it up.
I'm very passionate about the YouTube channel. Please subscribe for us and for me, because we put so much work into this. And if you like this, please let us know in the comments. This is our product for you.
Yes, please comment. You can comment on Spotify. You can comment on YouTube. Comment for us, like, just so that way we know you actually watched or you interacted. It would just mean the world to us if you could just comment. Maybe hit the subscribe. Hit the like, you know, everything. Just hit every button on your app. We don't care. But, like, you know, please, beg it.
This is our call to action. Yes. Our shabby call to action. All right. This is the Sights On podcast with Lucci, Alan, Alex. This is Sights On signing off.